is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Human error may be have played a role in the deadly drone strike over the weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The president's been meeting with national security advisors to discuss potential retaliation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong began work on a local national security law Tuesday, more than 3 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that has all but wiped out dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Hong Kong's mini-consultation. The Constitution, the basic law, calls for the city to enact a national security law, but it's been delayed for decades because of widespread public opposition to it. The White House on Monday said negotiations aimed at reaching a new deal with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on the release of Gaza hostages is still a work in progress.
Those discussions are ongoing. We believe they have been constructive and are moving in a good direction. Don't want to sound sanguine here. There's a lot of work left to be done.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby also said Washington is seeking a humanitarian pause in the fighting in Gaza and a sufficient duration. This is VOA News. Ukrainian strikes on Russian border city, as well as attacks elsewhere on fuel facilities and arms producers, have damaged President Vladimir Putin's attempts to reassure his countrymen that their lives have been largely untouched by the nearly two-year-old war. As he ramps up his re-election campaign ahead of a presidential vote in March, the Kremlin wants to maintain an air of normalcy. The December 30th missile attack on the city of Belgorod that killed 25 people and injured more than 100 marked a bloody escalation in the minds of many Russians. Residents in the city say they flinch at any loud noise these days and they're afraid to venture outside. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken are optimistic about Sweden's chances of being ready to join the military alliance by March. VOA's Rick Pantaleo gives us more.
At a joint news conference with the NATO Secretary General, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken expects Sweden to be accepted by the military group in the weeks ahead.
Just at the very end of last week, Turkey approved Sweden's accession to NATO. Sweden brings tremendous capabilities to the alliance in every domain. Hungary now will have to act in order to complete the process of Sweden's accession, but I fully anticipate that that will happen in the weeks ahead when Hungary's parliament returns.
Hungary has been the only NATO member who hasn't ratified Sweden's accession to the military group. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Authorities in the Bahamas are responding after the U.S. Embassy warned of a spike in killings there. AP correspondent Rita Foley tells us more.
19 people have been killed in the Bahamas this year alone, with the islands of Grand Bahama and New Providence most affected. The U.S. issued a security alert last week, saying that murders occurred at all hours, including broad daylight on the streets. It blamed gang violence for most of the trouble. U.S. officials said those primarily affected were local residents. Now, authorities in the Bahamas say they are cracking down on crime. Police there held a news conference on Sunday to talk about the weapons they seized, ammunition and drugs, too, they say. None of the killings have targeted foreigners. I'm Rita Foley.
Brazil has finally started hearing very public demands for reparations for its role in slavery. It received more slaves from Africa than any other place did, but the country had struggled to have meaningful conversations about its past until now. One of the biggest examples, prosecutors' civil inquiry into the state-owned Black Bank of Brazil, which is one of Latin America's biggest financial institutions by assets, that's due to its historic tie to the transatlantic slave trade. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.